I'm so screwed. That was my first thought just before the massive wall of water hit me. There was nothing selfless or noble going through my head at that moment, such as how is my wife, or even how do I save some of the people around me. Sure, the heroes you read about in books or watched in movies would have no doubt done or thought something different. In real life, I guarantee any one of those fabled men or women would lose all thoughts of nobility if they had to stare down a million trillion tons of water as I did. But it wasn't my only ignoble thought. In one of the frozen moments before the wave struck, it occurred to me, oh crap, my iPhone's about to get wet. I had just bought the damn thing and now it was going to be ruined from all of this water. Really, these were the only two thoughts that rifled through my mind a split millisecond before the wall of water consumed me and every other living soul in that restaurant and around our little town. Time then stretched out like a long rubber band. I know you've probably heard many of these stories from others since the Big Death took out America. You've surely experienced it yourself. I think it's when something so quick and deadly strikes, it causes the world around you to appear to slow down to a crawl. Then it's like those few moments of horror are stretched out so that your mind can witness every part of that moment you would have otherwise missed just before cruel reality lets go of the stretched out rubber band of horror and it painfully snaps back at you. But during that time stretch, you're also emotionally detached. The psychologists probably call it shock, so that you can deal with everything going on around you in your adrenaline-fueled state. At least that's what I thought in the early days, just after this happened. Now, thinking more about that stretched-out moment in time, I realize it's more likely all that input pounding away at your senses has overwhelmed your brain, which is desperately trying to catch up and process it. All of those seemingly disconnected parts of that stretched-out moment are so damn vivid. Even still, today, I remember the sharp aroma of the coffee, just sweetened by vanilla creamer, wafting up to my nostrils from the coffee shop's oversized cup. The screams from those inside the shop and outside with me, the loudest coming from Nanette, a stranger I'd just met and who was trying to work her way closer to me. The coldness of the dank blanket of wetness that at once enveloped me and then pummeled me backward. Even the taste of the water was vivid. It tasted like dirty street, as in all the dirt and debris the monster wave must have scraped up from the street surface just 1 millisecond earlier. The last thing I remember before darkness consumed everything, and I tumbled for an immeasurable amount of time, was the sight of my wife's VW being washed toward me. Liz was inside, stiff clutching the steering wheel, eyes bulging wide with the knowledge that death was about to take her. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me start with what led up to that moment, and then what brought us here.